ladies are out there fighting for our countries, protecting us, and we should have a category in there that would highlight their successes. Mm. So we introduced the defence category. We had the military wives come and sing for us, which was incredible. We had our first ever winners. We had an RAF squadron leader in there. We had people from the British Army, and it was magical. When they picked up their awards, they walked to the front of the stage and they all saluted, and it literally, everyone was on their feet. Hairs were up on everyone's arms. It was the most magical moment. So we were supported originally by the Royal Navy, and then for the last 3 years, the British Army have been the supporting sponsor. And the ladies that come through are absolutely incredible.
I was lucky enough to talk to some of the winners of the 2022 competition. Staff Sergeant Yvette Kemp is a humble victor.
So to be honest, it was my OC, Major Prout, found out I had nominated me for this award. So he was a bit sneaky. He said he wanted some points for my SJAR and asked me to give him all this information. And he used that towards, you know, writing up this award. So I actually was a bit of a pleasant surprise for myself, to be honest. When he's been nominated, I was like, wow, these are absolutely, you know, phenomenal women. So yeah, it was quite humbling, to be fair. Just said how you managed that and the way you've brought the regiment on for PT, he said is obviously one of the main reasons.
Research scientist Kindrel Dave is in awe of her fellow winners, having actually been inspired by one of them prior to the awards.
I was once in a talk given by Kate, if she is listening, then I was so surprised. When I looked at the list, I was like, oh my God.
Major Kate Redfern is surprised by Kindrel's admiration.
Things like that do take me off guard because, you know, you always have a perception you're just getting on and doing things, and you'd like to hope that you're inspiring people, but to get that feedback, it feels really good. And it just helps if people can see somebody who's gone and done a story. If a couple of people turn around and go, well, she's got that award, well, why can't I? Why can't I look at their career and go, well, why can't I do that?
Kindrel's career aspirations have really led her to this moment.
As a young girl, I wanted to be a fighter pilot and I wanted to go into the forces, you know, tough and travel the world and help society. And I remember once I was told that actually what you're doing through your STEM work is also indirectly benefiting the Army or the Air Force. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh wow, that's an amazing perspective. These awards tap into these network of people, passionate people, who want to bring about change.
And Vanessa is adamant that the growth of these women does not stop here.
With that award comes great responsibility to kind of, you know, continue progressing your career, but also to pay it forward and help encourage other generations into their respective industries.